I'm Pastor Kerry Willis, and I welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks.
And I'm Grayson Willis. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Pentecost Sunday, and also 4 years that we've had Front Porch Talks here on WBTX.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a birthday and an anniversary. Pentecost is the birthday of the church, the New Testament church. And when the Holy Spirit came upon the believers there in Jerusalem. And so that is what Pentecost Sunday is all about. The church of Jesus Christ was birthed. And as Grayson said, we are celebrating an anniversary of Front Porch Talks. Now, we've been a part of Front Porch Talks for about 6 years. Our podcast, frontporchtalks.com. But about 4 years ago, we answered yes to an invitation that Sunshine Ministry and WBTX offered to us to have a program here on the local station. And so today marks 4 years that we've been able to bring good news over the airwaves. I'm going to ask Grayson for a few moments to recount some of the 4 year anniversary thoughts he might have, just anything that's on his heart or his mind, whatever he'd like to speak into. And we'll tie this very closely and very clearly to Pentecost Sunday as we go through the program. So I pray that you will lean in and that God will certainly speak to all of us today and we will hear his voice as never before.
Well, Dad, certainly, like you said, it's the birthday of the church, Pentecost Sunday, and it's our 4 year anniversary on the radio. And I remember our first broadcast on the radio 4 years ago and just letting people know what our program's all about, that we want to bring hope to people's life and we want to bring good news to people in a world where there's so much bad news, especially out in the media. And so we hope that we continue to bring God's word and let you know that there's hope in him alone and hope in his son, Jesus Christ. And we've had many good programs over the years, different guests we've had on with us also. And I know we've talked about various topics from prayer. A lot we talk about that and also about God's word. And we've done the Sermon on the Mount and many others that I can't think of right now, but it's just been a joy, and hopefully it'll continue on into the future.
Amen to that. And we believe there is a future for Front Porch Talks, and we thank you for tuning in and being a part of what we've been doing. You know, Front Porch Talks is just really, to Grayson and I, an act of obedience. We felt like the Lord was saying, get the good news out. And he opened doors, and we just obeyed. And God has been so faithful through it all. You know, we don't talk much about money, hardly ever at all here on Front Porch Talks. But we do have a cost for being on the air. And we like to make sure that Sunshine Ministries does not have to take that burden alone. And so we want to thank our local church today, mainly Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. They have underwritten every program of Front Porch Talks. Once a year, we receive an offering. We come up and we say, here's the vision for the new year. We want to continue again with the Front Porch Talks. We want to give good conversation in a world that is lacking some good conversation. Give good news in the face of bad news. And we just pass the plates one Sunday a year. And just a few Sundays ago, we passed the plate to our local church. We told them how much we would need in order to stay on the air. And we didn't give any pressure, just pleasure. And at the end of the offering, we had more than double what we had asked for. So we are so humbled that our people in the local church believe in this ministry and believe in radio ministry still. And I pray that it is being some kind of a hope to your life, some kind of an encouragement to your soul. And Grace and I started this program as a conversation. Every once in a while, I will admit, because I'm a preacher, I go to preaching because that's where the conversation goes into overdrive. And Grayson gives great commentary and helps teach as we go along. But really what we're doing here is just having a conversation about faith, having a conversation about family, having conversation about friends. And sometimes we bring our friends in with us to have that conversation. And we pray that in some special way, your heart is warmed whenever you hear Front Porch Talks come on the air. So we're not asking for support. I mean, if you want to give support, send it to Sunshine Ministries, WBTX, and help them. But as far as this program, our local church has said, we will partner with you. And if you will do the talking, we'll do the walking, basically. And the talking is to bring the good news, and the walking is to pay the price for bringing the good news. So we just could not go. We'd be remiss if we continue this 4-year anniversary program without saying thanks to those who have helped us financially. But there are also those of you who have helped us in prayer. And we want to make sure you know that we really covet your prayers. And I mean that in a holy kind of coveting. We do not want to be a part of sharing the gospel or sharing the Bible from our own mindset. We pray for the mind of Christ. So we would ask that you would continue to make Front Porch Talks a part of your prayer time. Put us on your prayer list. Put our name on your refrigerator. Whatever you need to do, just do pray for us. And we know that our program's not perfect, not an absolutely perfect program. And that was never our intention. Our intention is to have dialogue and to talk about the things that matter, even to talk about difficult situations from time to time. But in order to talk about these situations, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. And that really is what Pentecost is all about. And so pray that Christ in us, in Grayson, in Carey, that Christ in us would be the hope of glory whenever we start to tell the story on Front Porch Talks. Now, Grayson, you can kind of tell a little bit about how we got our name. Maybe there's some new listeners and they're wondering, how did you come up with this idea of Front Porch Talks? I think we've told the story enough and recounted it a few times that you can share how we arrived at this idea of Front Porch Talks.
Well, 6 years ago, when we were looking to start a podcast for our local church website, the house that you and Mom lived in at the time that I grew up in since I was in high school, I had a front porch on it, and sometimes me and you would go out on the front porch to have conversations about life, about spiritual things, about the Lord, about the Word, whatever. So that's how we came up with the name Front Porch Talks, was because we had, growing up, me and you had Front Porch Talks at the house that you guys just sold recently. And so that's where we came up with a name. And we hope that we kind of just bring our conversations or our talks about the Lord and the Word to the radio, and also to our church website on podcast.
That's a good description of what really happened. And we want to thank my mentor and a good friend of ours, Pastor James Sproul. He's my dear friend, probably for about 30 years now. And he's living down on the west side of Nashville. And he has been such a delight and such an encourager to both Grayson and I. And a few years ago, probably about 7 years ago, James said to us, you guys ought to begin a radio program. Grayson has a communications degree, and you guys should go ahead and start something and put it on the radio. And Grayson had already had his education at Mount Vernon Nazarene University, where he studied communications and broadcasting. And so it just made sense. And Grayson and I never had thought really about working together, ministering together, but God had a plan, and we just planned to be in it. And so we want to thank Reverend James Sproul for encouraging us and believing that it would be something worthwhile, because it has been worthwhile for us. And we believe and pray that it has been worthwhile for you as well. Now, Grayson talked about us selling our home. So we did move from 22801 to 22802, about 7 miles. And today we're actually doing this broadcast remotely at our new location, our new abode, our new home. Not necessarily a new home, but new for us. And I do have a front porch on the home. I can't have a home without a front porch. And I'm sure that in the future, Lord willing, Grace and I'll bring a few episodes of Front Porch Talks from the new front porch right here at our home in 22802. So we thank you again for listening, for praying, for telling others about our program. We do come on, of course, every Sunday at noon here on WBTX, 1470 AM, 102.1 FM. But we also have the podcast, as Grayson said. So if you ever miss the program on Sunday, you can always go to the internet, frontporchtalks.com, frontporchtalks.com, and you can listen from a host of different programs, some that have played on the radio and others that have just been a part of our podcast. So we hope that you will avail to that material and it'll be a good resource for you. So if you ever miss a program, don't fret. Some weeks I miss the program and I go back to the internet and listen for myself to make sure we're saying the things that we believe God wants said, and we have strong accountability in those areas. We really want to make sure that we are representing the one called Jesus with our best abilities, and his abilities really have been poured into our abilities. We don't worry about it, but we do pray about it, and we want to be good stewards, good messengers of the gospel. Grayson, is there anything else you'd like to say about Front Porch Talks itself, the four-year anniversary of this broadcast on the radio?
Well, I was thinking, and some of these aren't necessarily programs that we've done on the radio, but we tell people about our website at frontporchtalks.com. I remember interviewing your dad, my papa, before he passed away and doing his testimony. And we might have actually played that later on the radio. I can't remember that. But I remember doing that. And I remember just doing other broadcasts. I know we have done other testimonies and things. I know we've had Reverend James Sproul that you mentioned on the radio before to do some programs, and specifically on the podcast. And I am just grateful for what we've been able to do and the ministry, and pray that it's blessed you as much as it's blessed me and you also, Dad. And I just want to say thank you for those that listen, and pray that it is a half hour of hope for your life when you tune in to WBTX on Sunday afternoons.
Yes, indeed, Grayson. And we want to thank the guests who have joined us over the years. We're not going to begin to list names because we'll miss someone. But some of the pastors on our staff have joined us, some more frequently, some more seldomly, but we are grateful each time that they've come in to give us a fresh cut, a fresh thought, a fresh voice even for you to listen to on the radio. So Grace and I try to mix it up. We try to keep people involved so that it's not just the two of us talking all the time, but we have other people, other influences, and we hope that you appreciate that as well. We really are overwhelmed with humility that God would entrust us as Father and Son to have this program. And we don't know how many people around the world listen to Front Porch Talks, but that's the beauty of the internet. I know there's some ugly things about the internet, but there are some beautiful things. And that is that the good news of Front Porch Talks can be played in Russia, in Germany, in China, wherever they can get the internet, they can listen in. And so we are so glad, and maybe even later this broadcast will air on frontporchtalks.com. And any of you around the world who listen to us on podcast, we want you to know that we pray for you, and we look forward to meeting you in heaven one day if we don't get to meet you here on planet Earth. So let us keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Grayson and I say every program this line: we pray that this program has been a half hour of hope for your life. And we always say, and often say at least, hope has a name, and that name is Jesus. So we pray today that you will know the hope of Jesus in your life. And not only in your life, but he will become your life, your way, your truth, and your life. Now, Grayson, it's Pentecost Sunday, and we want to say a few things about that, of course. And here's the way I'm going to tie this program, Front Porch Talks, with the idea of Pentecost. It might surprise you, some of the commonalities that Front Porch Talks has with Pentecost. Now, if you've listened to the program enough, you know that I frequently make discipleship journeys to the Holy Land. And the place of Pentecost is actually a porch. Now, I can't explain it all to you. It's called Solomon's Porch, or the southern steps of the staircase of the temple. And this is believed to be the place where Peter preached that great sermon. And on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 came into the church as saved. They were born again. And the reason that the archaeologists believe that Solomon's porch, or the front steps of the temple, they're actually the south steps, but they're the place where every Jewish worshiper entered the temple to worship God. This is the place where a street meeting broke out, basically, and the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost and did not fill the temple, but filled those who were Jesus believers, those disciples, those who were gathered there. It says in the scriptures that the disciples were every day at the temple praying. Now that means every day after the ascension of Christ, and he told them to tarry, to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit would come upon them. And so here we are on Front Porch Talks, and I've been right there at the archaeology dig of the old temple in Jerusalem, and right there on the front porch, right there on Solomon's colonnade, Solomon's steps, that is the place, the southern steps of the temple, is where the Holy Spirit came and really empowered and birthed the church. Now, there's another way I can tie this to Pentecost, Front Porch Talks. In Acts 1:8, we read this beautiful scripture, the words that Jesus gave while he was still on the planet in the human form. And he spoke to his disciples, and the scripture he said was this: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now that, of course, is Acts 1:8. I read it that time from the New International Version of God's Word. "But you will receive power," listen again, "when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now, think about Front Porch Talks. Grayson and I are mainly here to be witnesses for the Lord. And we believe that the Holy Spirit has come upon us, not just upon those who were on the steps of the temple some 2,000 years ago, but we believe this is plan A for the church, for every Jesus believer to have the inheritance of the Holy Spirit in his power, in his purity, in his peace, in his presence, in our lives. And so we want this program to be evidence of Pentecost, that we are his witnesses in Jerusalem. That is Harrisonburg for us, Rockingham County, and into Judea. Well, that could be the Liston area of WBTX. That could also be the Commonwealth of Virginia. And into all the world, the scripture says, Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So maybe Samaria would be those who are listening in the United States. And then to the ends of the earth, that would be the internet, of course, as well, where people can listen everywhere. So I believe that Front Porch Talks is really an example of what Pentecost can do. And it's really exciting to think about that, Grayson. Not only that we have a front porch like the temple had in the days of Jesus and the days of the disciples, and not only that, but also that we can fulfill the scripture that Jesus gave when he said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." Grayson, what do you think about that idea of being his witness, or the idea of us being the front porch?
Well, certainly the Great Commission was for all believers, not just those at Pentecost and not just those in the Bible and not just for the disciples. It's for all believers. And certainly Front Porch Talks is a way for us, for me and for you, to be his witnesses by proclaiming his good news and by talking about his word for those to hear on the radio and also to hear around the world on the internet. And I thought that was a great analogy that you made about Harrisonburg and Rockingham County being Jerusalem and Virginia being Judea and then Samaria being the rest of the United States or the rest of the world, and how no matter where you are, if you have access to the internet, you can listen to Front Porch Talks at frontporchtalks.com. And this Great Commission is for all believers. So if you believe in God, everybody you come in contact with is somebody that you can be a witness to, especially if it's somebody who doesn't know Christ.
That's good, Grayson. And I agree with the things that you're saying. And I'm humbled by it, as I said earlier in the program, humbled and grateful. And I'm so glad that the Lord gave us Pentecost. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, "It's best for you that I go away." And I'm sure that was very puzzling to his disciples. What do you mean, Jesus, best if you go away? Well, Jesus knew that if he went away, his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, would come and not just be with his disciples, but be within his disciples. And that's a much closer intimacy. You know, some people are very content to be in the presence of God. And I love the presence of God. I love being in the presence of God. But the inheritance is greater than that. Pentecost says that we don't only get to be in the presence of God, but the Holy Spirit gets to be present in us. So we are in his presence and his presence is in us. And this is the power of Pentecost. And I'm so happy, wholly happy, that I get to claim that inheritance, because this is what Jesus wants us to claim. You know, even when he prayed his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, the last seven words of his prayer, he's speaking his desire. He's speaking his will. And he says to the Father in prayer that I myself may be in them. Those seven words. And that's what Jesus wanted. That's why he died, not just to forgive us of our sins, but that he may put himself within us, his presence within us through the Holy Spirit. Even when Jesus gave the communion elements out, when he broke the bread and he passed the cup, I believe that what he was really saying in the most basic sense was, if I can get myself inside of you, that will be the secret of the glory of God on planet Earth. And this is Pentecost, my friends. That is the day when Jesus made sure his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, came and took up residency within our lives, even presidency within our lives. You know, Jesus talked about in John 15 about the vine and the branches. And you know, I think Jesus sometimes was messing with us in a wonderful way. He talked about, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear fruit. And he talked all of this stuff about, I am the vine and you are the branches. I'll tell you something. The next time you see a grapevine, you go and study it for a while. And I'll challenge you to try to figure out where the vine ends and the branch begins. That's right. There's such a closeness, such an intimacy that you cannot tell where the vine ends and the branch begins. And so when Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches, he's talking about the oneness he wants to have with us. And the way that he pulls that off, the way that it happens, is Pentecost. He puts himself through his Holy Spirit, his presence within us, and we become one in unity. Intimacy is better than being with Christ. It's Christ within us through the Holy Spirit. And this is the plan of the church. There is no plan B. There's only plan A, and it is Pentecost. And Grace and I come to learn that sometimes we as preachers and we as churches, we put too much emphasis on calling people to follow Jesus. Now follow me for just a moment here. Don't turn the radio off. You see, I believe that following Jesus, that's a good thing, but there's something grander than that. I don't believe that Jesus is primarily looking for followers since Pentecost. I believe he is primarily looking for sanctuaries that he can live in, that he can reign in, that he can flow through. And he came past that big sanctuary called the temple, that great temple that Herod had built. And when the Holy Spirit came down, everyone thought that he would just go into that building and that's where God would live. But God bypassed the building. I mean, his presence came into the place, but his presence came to take up residency within Jesus' believers. And that's us today. And so I pray that you know the power and you know the purity and you know the peace of the holy presence of God within you, not just with you, but within you. And this, my friends, on this fourth year anniversary of Front Porch Talks, is the best news we could proclaim, that we have an inheritance as the children of God, that we can have such a closeness with Christ through the Holy Spirit, that you can look at the vine and the branch and not tell where one ends and one begins. Now, Grayson, that's true closeness. That's true unity.
Yes, he says that he wants us to be one with him and one with Jesus Christ, just as God the Father and God the Son are one. And so that closeness is just something that we should want in our own lives and want for our own lives. And we should want him living in our lives and want his Spirit living in us, his Holy Spirit, not just him, but also his Holy Spirit living in us. And I know that I am grateful to have him living in me and have his Spirit living in me. And I pray that for you also today.
Yes, it's hard to define and hard to describe and hard to put in mere human words what God Almighty has prepared for us. It's indescribable, but it's undeniable. And I want you to know today that if you are a Jesus believer, if you've been forgiven of your sins, then you can, by faith, be filled with the holy presence of God. It's your inheritance. And you receive the Holy Spirit of God in His fullness in your life, and He gets you in your fullness by faith alone. By faith. By believing it's what Jesus wants to happen, and by believing He will make it happen if we will partner with Him in faith. Well, today is Pentecost Sunday and the anniversary of our fourth year of Front Porch Talks. We ought to have some music. So I pray that today's program has been a half hour of hope for your life. We're going to give you some music of hope. This is our friend Jim Cole singing, "There Is a Hope."
When our lives are in the balance, there is a hope for us. When our hearts seem cold and callous, there is a love. And it's deeper than all the mysteries, and it's greater than our failed histories. And it will prevail, yes, He remembers us. There is a love. There is a love. There is a when our lives are as they should be, there is a hope for us. When we're warm and safe and dry, there is a love. So through our joys and all our sorrows, with the one who has lived our tomorrow, with His unseen hand to guide and shelter us, there is a love. There is a love. There is a love. So through our joys and all our sorrows, with the one who has lived our tomorrows, with His unseen hand to guide and shelter us, there is a love. There is a love. There is a love. There is a hope for us. There is a hope for us.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.